Much of the narrative in Sins of the Father will be familiar to viewers of the TV show In Plain Sight. The U.S. Marshals Service takes those who are to testify in high-profile cases, whose lives would definitely be in danger because of that testimony, and puts them into the Witness Protection Program. After testifying, the individuals are given new identities and begin new lives in a location where no one from their old life, especially mobsters, will run into them. They are forbidden to make any contact whatsoever with old friends, neighbors, even close family. The story of the mobster Sal Polisi and his family is long, complex, and aggravating. When the action opens, the Polisis live in Port Jervis, New York, having moved from Ozone Park in Queens. Sal is trying, weakly, to go straight. And there is a lot of crookedness to go straight from. Sal has been convicted of bank robbery and has done time. Over the years, he has been involved with almost every criminal enterprise one could think of, short of murder. Sal is connected, but not a made man. He has owned bogus jewelry stores, where ostensibly he gave cash for your unwanted broken jewelry. Actually, he mainly bought stolen gold and silver, melted it down, and had any gems reset. He owned auto sales and repair shops, which were mainly chop shops. Here, his crew would dismantle stolen cars for parts and sometimes sell stolen cars with false vehicle identification numbers. This could be dangerous, except that Sal's gang stole the cars back within 24 hours before the new registration could be issued. Sal was also an enforcer, hurting people. He was involved in running numbers, hijacking trucks, and owned a bar called the Sinatra Club, because the only music played there was Frank, where the real draw was gambling and prostitution. Facing the failure of his legitimate business, Sal returns to selling cocaine but gets caught. A repeat offender, he is in big trouble. A long prison sentence looms. After some soul-searching, he decides to wear a wire and give evidence. He claims he can help get the goods on a crooked judge. For Sal, the Witness Protection Program will be a new thrilling adventure. But the program is a wrenching sacrifice for his two teenage boys and his wife, Rosemarie. Rosemarie had accommodated herself to Sal's work. They live in an immoral world. It's just business. The boys love their dad, know he sells drugs, and are not as upset as one might wish. But moving, changing schools, taking on new identities, losing all friends and family are hard for them. Rosemarie is close to her aging, ill parents. Sal Jr. wants to get a football scholarship. But how will college scouts check out last year's record? Polisi is an egomaniac, but in a moment of clarity tells his family, quote, "I made so many mistakes, it takes more than one person to pay for all of them," end quote. In fact, Sal takes pride in his criminal career, brags about it, and breaks the regulations concerning witness protection more than once, causing the family real pain. Nick Taylor is a smooth professional storyteller, and Sins of the Father keeps the reader involved. But as one learns more about Sal, colorful as he is, reader sympathy wanes, and he becomes simply abhorrent.